الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم نعملكم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, I recited a portion of a long ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the mushrikeen in a time when they will not be able to bear the punishment. They plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take them and send them back to the world. In other words, Allah ta'ala says, if you not give that much of time in the world where a person will do good deeds to take advice and take advice. We have given so much of time where you had to spend it in the correct way, to take advice from the people who have sent to you. The events that took place in front of you, all those things took place, but you have not taken any advice from them. Now that you are facing this punishment, that you want me now to send you back into the world, so that you can do good deeds. When the time when you are given the fourth opportunity to do all the good deeds you did not do, now to go back to the world and ask to go back, what would be the benefit? In other words, you say, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّلْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. We have sent you even warners to, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and others, who reminded you all the time that this is the situation there, so that you cannot come up with any excuse that no one gave us the news. No one gave us the message. That we did not know about it. You knew everything, this is what will happen to you. They reminded you all the time. With all the reminders here, you follow the passion and desires. You serve, you should do negligence to the reminders. Now, to expect me to send you back to the world, it's not important at all. However, to that extent, this ayat is only for the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen. But with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's going to lesson for the Muslims who go against Allah, who commit sins and become passionate upon the passion and desires. For them also, when they go to Jahannam, Allah must save them. My dear friends, so much of respect of messages is given right through the world, in this place, all throughout the world. So many madrasas we have, so many Muslim schools we have. It's sad to say that the sin is becoming right. Any kind of advice you give to anyone, they're not prepared to listen anymore. Whether you can give advice to the news, to the media, whether you can give advice, all kind of media to the media, you are sending all kind of messages, of good messages, of lessons all the time. Talk from this person, talk from that person. We have to even the channels that we form, all kind of channels. With all the channels, whatever you can say, the condition of the Muslim will deteriorate. Any kind, the way they carry on their life, if they say, they are not prepared to listen to any advice at all. Allah Ta'ala says that even the Muslim, the mu'min, when he goes to Jahannam, when they go to Jannah, at that occasion, he's so embarrassed that I'm supposed to be in Jannah and I'm going to Jahannam. And because I was not abiding the law of Allah, because I did not follow the people who told me to follow the command of Allah Ta'ala, today I'm in a position that I'm going to Jahannam. Although the difference between the Muslims and the Mushrikeen, that the Mushrikeen who ever lasted in Jahannam, But the mu'min Allah decides. If Allah Ta'ala decides, but why must we think that we go to Jahannam? Why must we do those things which Allah Ta'ala will to invite the wrath of Allah Ta'ala? What is the reason for us that we in this world is being reminded of the rights and wrongs, yet we are not prepared to follow the rights? But all that we can see is that our children are going to Muslim schools, our girls are going to Muslim schools, they're going to madrasas, everything. Yet you find that what they are still now, they're not nearly equipped with Islamic way of life. They're learning everything what Islam teaches us. But who are the followers of the faith? As the Tani is not going to mention one place. He said the Quran is revealed down here for whom are just to follow. If only for us to just read the Quran, you know, he says we want to read the Quran and who's going to follow Quran? Others to come. Likewise, in this situation, we are in the current situation now. Sad to say that the situation, the condition is so severe. It's pathetic to that extent that you find Muslims today are not prepared to follow Islam. They're not prepared for Islam, they make all kinds of excuses too. So this is what Allah Ta'ala did, although the Muslims, they will go to Jahannam, but they will feel embarrassed, you know, how nice if we can go back to the world and do good deeds. So Allah Ta'ala says, Umar says, why we mean nafir, there's no kind of assistance in any kind of way. Because we are given enough time. When you knew exactly that they reminded you that, remember, you'll be accountable for your actions. All kinds of reminders are given to you. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Even old age can do this. Old age can. When a person becomes old, when he becomes old, it's a reminder for him, it's a warning for him that listen, now you are old. Now the next thing, next step is going to go to the cover. Now if you don't make preparation to go to the cover, then what profession is? When are you going to make tawbah? So many people have left this world because they say, tomorrow I'll do this, tomorrow I'll do that. Tomorrow never comes. Next time your malakul more comes, at that time your malakul more will be straight. At that time you kept you straight, I give you so many reminders. One of the reminders what you got old is to sickness was your reminder too. When a person was sick, he had a reminder. Warning that, listen, you are very sick now, the next step you will die. The doctor even tells you, you got no time at all. With all that, he's not prepared to make Doba. You know, all with that, he's not prepared to go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all with that, he's not prepared to change his way of life. The way he's carrying on, he's carrying on the same way. It makes no difference at all to give advice. Today, you know, when you give advice to someone, that person only accepts the advice because you are his friend, you know, that will keep him happy. I listen to you to keep me happy. I think yes, I'm telling that. But not prepared to follow. Not prepared to follow. So just that is exactly what is happening in present time. Look at the immodesty taking place. The shame that's taking place today is unreal. When you see a person like that, you come to realize that a woman now, lesbianship is a sanction. When you saw today that you know what we know, homosexuality is accepted now. When you saw in schools that now we have to screen our teachers now, they do. Even if you got Muslim school, you have to screen the teachers now is now. Promoting these kind of things. Now we escape, you will send our children to that kind of school. So what I'm trying to say is with all that knowledge that we have in us, with all the madrasa that we have in us, with all the institutes we have in us, with all the channels that listen the whole day, the Islamic channels you're listening to, with all that, my dear friend, you don't get no change in your life. That girl who is going to the madrasa, that boy is going to the madrasa, he's caught up with a cell phone. And what is a cell phone? Today he says, what was I telling you? The cell phone that led to people to harm. He says, the worst thing that ever happened today. The worst thing. That they're looking at a cell phone and she will promise the mother and father that I will not use a cell phone, but because she will use a user. The mother and father once start using the cell phone too. They are looking at all the filth. The same with the filth that they did in namaz also. With the same filth they have, they open the Quran, read the Quran from the same cell phone, they're watching one side and see the filth, and the other side they open the Quran to read the same Quran from Muslim. They have to believe that you're gonna die. They have to believe that you answer Allah Ta'ala. They have to believe that it's on the day of Qiyamah, all the questions are taking place. All that they have to believe in that. All that they believe they have been done. The belief is there, but the action shows that we are not going to die anymore. We are still going to live in this world. And especially in this present situation when what the COVID took place, there were more people dying than the birth taking place. So much of people dying, with all the people dying, no less than all. Because why? It's not me that grows the next person anymore. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, I sent you messages, remember, warn us. Do not tell me, in other words, appreciate this, what we got this time. Appreciate Allah Ta'ala says, do not give messages. Appreciate the small time that I gave you. The little time I gave you, appreciate it. Remember the time won't come again. The ni'mat I'm giving you, to remember me for these few minutes, remember me. The time you're spending here, do not be negligent of it. Make good use of it. Because when the time comes, and remember, Allah is so kind to us, reminding us in different ways. The Quran, we recite the Quran, Allah is reminding us. If we not take a lesson from this ayat of the Quran, we must say, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكُّرْ مِنْ وَجَاءَكُمْ. Have we not given you that sort of time in the world where you can do good things you want to do good? We have given you age, we have given you time, we have given you health. Remember, you give Allah gave you health. People say, you know, I'm still healthy, let me commit all kinds of sins. When I become old, I read namaz. Remember, you don't feel and realize this much, whatever you can do in good health, you cannot do in this unsafe. People do not understand this. And then they begin to think, you know, I'm still young now, never mind, let me make the best of it, I'll die in time for Allah. Allah has told us that at the time in these few months we have seen, that only young people are dying, both of them. Would that to show us this much, that remember, you are going to need this world. So the immodesty is gone to that extent, there's no respect in mother and father. There's no respect in children and mother. One side the mother is being wrong, the father is being wrong. One the child is being wrong, the children and mother, the parents are being wrong. There's no respect anymore. Remember one thing, there's no respect. And the most important is respect. If you lose respect, you lost everything. Where is the respect for the child and the mother? Where is the respect for the child and the mother? Where is the respect for the mother and the child? Remember one thing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, you, when you come to you come into the house, you should show much of respect and love. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, when you should come into the house, you should admire him. Waiting for him that when he comes that we can be with him. That kind of quality he had in us. To bring that quality in the father comes into the house, the mother, the father, and the parents look, the wife looks forward to meeting so well. The children look forward, have the eyes of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala has come to show us how we should look after our daughters too. When we should leave the place to go to anywhere on Safar, the last person he meets is Hazrat Fatima. To show that this is my daughter. How many of us look at our daughter that way? From the beginning we have not given the correct way of life. We give them the freedom, you know, never mind, they got the cell phone, let them do whatever they want to do. Let them do whatever they want to do. When the time they caught up with the red, then, when you caught up with the red, then you cannot kill them. Then you finish. But the Rasul Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to come from Safar. The first person you're going to meet is the Fatima Rajab. Look at the time, how much of love he had to show that you must show your love to your children to bring a quality to them. First, you must bring your quality to yourself. Bring your quality to yourself. You're talking to the whole world, you give the advice of all kinds. Why don't you give advice on children, keep the child? No, give them the love that you know they must come more near to you. I even tell the madrasa today now to bring about the quality, the ustaz of being that quality that them must love the children, that the love the children must come more towards Islam. It is no good that my dear Punim has become very hard. Mahazaj, you say, shafqat is very important. Be kindness. You must be kindness in the house, you must be kindness to teachers too. The teacher must become kind. To make that kind of quality in you, that child must come more towards Islam. You must come more, you must enjoy to learn the Quran. You must enjoy to learn to become more to Islam. We are in a very, very tight corner at the moment, and a very dangerous era too. So dangerous that every child knows what is a cell phone. I'm not going to go into detail of a cell phone. Cell phone is gone to the extent I get surprised when a mother says, no, my 2 year old child, mashallah. The word mashallah she uses to say, look how good is your mother, how he or she is so very good with my cell phone. Well, what is she looking at herself? Remember, Mahadra, to tell us that this mind of ours is, when the baby is born, he's like a lower nephews. Allah. Once something gets done there, it does not get erased. In lower Mahfuz, Allah Ta'ala takes your action, one action of yours. He throws it down, it's then stands, it does not come out. Likewise, the child or the small child, when you praise him so much, look how good he is, how she or he is good. The moment he stands the heart or mind, it will never come out. When the time comes and he reflects, then you come to realize what happened here. The more we have to be more careful now how we behave with our children, more careful how we exercise ourselves too. What you want to hide from? Remember, you can hide from everyone, you cannot hide from that. Big people, big years now, they look at rubbish and all the filth, they're looking in the cell phone. In a quiet. Remember, you are quiet, but someone is looking at you. You can hide from people, you cannot hide from him. You can do whatever you want to do. You can sit here in the masjid and make tasbih and all that, mashallah. But in the quiet, whatever you do, Allah is looking at you. So if you want to become a better Muslim, if you want a better society, because at the moment we are a rotten society. A rotten society. We cannot put down anyone. The way we are carrying one at the moment, our own family is a problem with it. We cannot do. So if you want a better society, let us take out this immodesty away. We can't put people right, but we can put the family right. You cannot go out and look after people, put in right, but you can put a family right. At least work for them. Work towards your family. Work towards them. Make them become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give them the love. We have to now start doing some Islamic work at home. Leave the channels are carrying on all the time. Leave the media all the time. Take out the kitab. The kitab that so many years, Mullah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah took out the kitab of the Ahmad. And they read that kitab. Hayatul Muslimin, Hazrat Thani Rahman said, that kitab, if Allah Ta'ala asked, what have you brought? He said, but Ati Allah brought this kitab. The kitab that he so dedicated with so much of, you know, sincerity, they wrote this kitab. Then if you read those kitab, what he said, take it. Even Fazani Ahmad, throughout the world, is read. One hadith you read, instead of taking the cell phone at the time you sit down to eat, because one doctor told me very nice thing, I said, no, I hate my own son, the wife. When he sits down with me to eat, I want cell phone to close, he's got his cell phone. And I can't even talk to him. The wife will not talk to her husband, the husband will not talk to the wife, because they got their own self. Because they can't share it. They got their own things. When are you going to put them right again? The only way to take the kitab or read one hadith of it. I do not say read more than one hadith. But sit down one in a that's before you have a meal. Read that hadith, understand the hadith. Read the intention, the other one follow it. Sahaba al-Kiram, when the hadith should be read, when Nabi comes to speak to them, Kannam ala rusim al-tayyib, the birds could sit on the head. So at least that kind of one hadith to listen to, listen with respect. Inshallah, listen with respect, and this is the life of coming. Like Quran too, people reading Quran. You find a person who opened the Quran, either 20 zifara, like 30 paras, mashallah, but sit down the condition of respect. Then you see, you read one parah to somebody else. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala that we are going to a very, very serious, if you only know what is happening in our society. If you only know that. This means if it become open. One another person tells me, Maulana, what must I tell you? I've got this, my daughter is now involved, a wife with a black woman. Daughter to daughter, what will be that? All this encouraging in universities, all encouraging schools. That's why I'm saying we have to screen our Muslim teachers too. Because we are, our children are going to give them the responsibility. It mustn't be that they're going to attack, they're going to rape. Don't tell me that now we have to send our school to one-to-one, the children must come to our houses now. It's going to that extent. Allah Almighty Father for me. To me, dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said. Don't take it as a small thing. Take it very seriously. Take it very seriously. Inshallah, if we take it seriously, Allah Ta'ala will open doors for us.